Welcome, everyone. You're tuning in to the Beyond the Pulse podcast, brought to you by the expert doctors at My Cardiologist, where we discuss a wide range of topics related to cardiovascular wellness and provide you with the knowledge, motivation, tips, and tools to help you make informed choices about your heart health. My Cardiologist is proud to be a leading provider of comprehensive cardiovascular care, serving the South Florida community for over 60 years. And we're thrilled to extend our care beyond the clinic through this podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, my name is Martina Altieri. I'm a physician assistant. I've been practicing for about 14 years, and I've joined my cardiologist 2 years ago. My interest has been really in cardiology and cardiometabolic health, with now an interest, I'm more focused on obesity management. I have a certificate in obesity management in primary care, and this has been my focus lately with this practice.
Hi, my name is Carolina Olmos. I am the office manager for My Cardiologist. The topic for today is weight loss management and the new medication available to help manage. What is the relationship between weight loss and cardiovascular health?
Okay, before we talk about weight loss, let's define what obesity is. So obesity is a chronic disease, and it is due to excess body fat. And it is a worldwide concern because it's a worldwide epidemic. And it is known that 93 million people, Americans, are now affected by obesity. And it is predicted that in 5 years, it will be 120 million Americans. So it's pretty important to know how important obesity is. Now, in relation to weight loss and cardiovascular, well, there are studies that show that for patients 16 who are 16 years old or older with a BMI, a BMI is a body mass index. That's what physicians use to measure obesity. With a high elevated BMI, have 2 times more risk of having hypertension, for example. So there is a direct relationship between obesity and cardiovascular disease. Therefore, weight loss will affect positively cardiovascular disease.
Why is it important to address weight management in the context of cardiovascular disease prevention?
Because, like I said, so the obesity is related or is a condition. We call it that. We have obesity-related conditions like hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and even a 5 to 10% weight loss already improves the level of your cholesterol, can reduce, you're gonna see an improvement in your blood sugar, and it reduces also cardiovascular complications. So it is very important to treat obesity in order also to address cardiovascular disease or to reduce your cardiovascular risk.
How does losing weight positively affect cardiovascular health?
So when you like I had mentioned, when you lose weight, you're already having a positive effect on your cardiovascular risk factors, because a lot of people, they are on medication for hypertension or for diabetes, for hyperlipidemia. And hyperlipidemia is when you have excess cholesterol, if you want, in your bloodstream, and they are able to get off these medications even sometimes, and these conditions are directly related to cardiovascular condition. So once you address weight alone, you're already addressing all the cardiovascular risk factors, and you have a direct positive impact on cardiovascular disease.
Are there long-term effects of being overweight for an extended period of time which are irreversible once you lose weight?
So when you carry excess body fat, it can take a toll on you. It leads to a lot of complications. Some people have obstructive sleep apnea. They have joint pains. So all these things are direct effects of excess body fat. Therefore, the more years you spend being obese, the more risk you have of developing those chronic diseases. And a lot of times, some of them might be reversible, but a lot of times you might still need to continue medications despite weight loss. Some people are able to get off medications, are able to reduce their doses, but if you spend a lot of years, it takes a toll on your body, and you can have trouble if you want maintaining a healthy lifestyle the longer you are overweight or obese.
Can you discuss the physiology changes to occur in the body with weight gain, particularly in relationship to the heart and blood vessel?
Sure, yeah. So with weight gain, what happens is you have an excess, we call them adipocytes or adipose cells. So, and these can lead to chronic inflammation state in your body, and this can cause damages to the heart muscle that we call myocardial, or even the endothelial cells in cardiovascular, meaning in your blood vessels. And you can have an excess volume, which can lead, you're gonna have hypertension, can lead to heart failure. So basically excess adipose cells, more inflammation, leading to more cardiovascular complications.
What are some of the effective strategies to achieve and maintain weight loss?
Well, it's a combination. Some strategies you can use is behavioral interventions, physical activity. You can act on nutrition. So what we call lifestyle modification, you have to watch the amount of hours of sleep that you get, what healthy lifestyle choices that you make, and also, you can have access to, you can also address that with medications. So we recommend exercise, physical activity, meaning American Heart Association recommends to exercise at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week, 150 minutes of exercise every week, so you can reduce your, cardiovascular risk. And also, healthy choices. For example, instead of you can start very small. Instead of parking close, you park further as you can, and so you can walk to wherever you're going. Instead of taking the elevators, you can take the stairs, or you can start with, if you are someone who's very sedentary, you can start very little. You start by doing brisk walking, little activities, because keep in mind, even gardening, any activity is important. Everybody will start at a different place. If you are not used to doing exercise, you're not going to be going to the gym right away. You're not going to jump into cycling or running. You're going to start by adding little interventions every day. And also your food choices. For example, if you were drinking soda every day, you can start by getting, if you want, those low sugary drinks or diet soda. So you start very little interventions every day. Those are all strategies that you can use to address weight before you get to medical management.
How important is balanced diet and regular physical activities in weight management and cardiovascular health?
Just like I have mentioned before, so when we say balanced diet, it's in moderation. We don't recommend skipping meals. We don't recommend, minimizing or those low calorie diets that are not sustainable. So any little intervention will lead to small changes. There's a reduction in blood pressure. You're gonna see an improvement in your blood glucose level. So every little intervention, whether it's diet or activity, exercise, you will see, it will translate into reducing either your cholesterol level, your blood pressure, and all these interventions, they count. Just like I said, having a healthy sleep habit. The more intervention you have, the healthier lifestyle you adopt, and the more positive results you will see, and especially in cardiovascular health.
When is medical intervention such as a prescription medication or surgical procedure recommended for weight loss in individuals at risk of cardiovascular disease?
Well, there are recommendations. It's not a magic pill. Some people think, oh, I'm going to take that pill and I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose all the weight that I need to lose. It's not a magic pill. So it's recommended really for patients who have a BMI, which I mentioned is a body mass index of 27 with associated comorbidities and what we call obesity-related conditions or comorbidities, is, for example, hypertension, diabetes, and all these. Or if you have a body mass index, a body mass index of more than 30, these people are eligible for medical management. And there are now 6 medications that are FDA approved for weight management. As for bariatric surgery or the devices, it's usually a higher BMI of 40 or more, or a BMI between 35 and 40, but also associated with those obesity-related conditions that I have mentioned before.
What are some of the commonly prescribed medications or procedures used for weight loss, and how do they impact cardiovascular disease?
So there are, like I said, 6 now that are FDA approved, but for the sake of our clinical setting in cardiovascular health, we mostly use one molecule, semaglutide, and with the common popular name, Ozempic, that is well known as Ozempic, and now we have Wegovy, which is the brand name for weight management. Basically what it is, it's a GLP-1 receptor agonist. It's the GLP-1, so what the Wegovy does, it mimics the natural GLP-1 hormone that's released by our intestines into the bloodstream. And this happens usually right after a meal ingestion. And this hormone, it lasts just a few minutes. But they were able to mimic that molecule, and it's an injection form once a week, so it has a longer half-life, meaning it's not a short, it does not last only 2 minutes like the natural hormone that we have, but they were able to reproduce that in the lab, and it's an injection once a week. And this particular molecule, the semaglutide, is known also to have cardiovascular benefits. I don't know if you want me to go into those cardiovascular benefits now or...
Yes. What do you go?
So there's a trial that was done. It was a very good trial. 17,000 people who had obesity but no diabetes, and they wanted to see the cardiovascular effects of that molecule. And it had very good results. They saw that it was leading to 20% cardiovascular risk reduction. So it really looked at the non-fatal heart attack, non-fatal strokes, and also death. So it reduced by 20% the risk of non-fatal heart attack, strokes, or death in general in those patients. And what's funny is, what was very interesting is that the weight loss was not even the weight loss that they saw in that trial was only 9%, where the weight loss they found when they were studying that molecule for weight management only was about 15 to 17%. So although the people were not losing a lot of weight, but their cardiovascular benefits were very high. So the higher your risk associated with your obesity, people who already had a heart attack, people who have coronary artery disease, people who have peripheral vascular disease, the higher your risk, the more benefits actually you drive from this medication. So basically, we are not even sure yet if it's inherently the weight loss that's bringing all these positive cardiovascular effects, is because you're losing the weight, now their risk are reducing, they have less risk of having future heart attacks or strokes, or is that molecule directly impacting cardiovascular health? And we will need more studies for that. But those data coming in, I can only speak about the semaglutide, since that's the only published study that we have that's been FDA approved as well for cardiovascular risk reduction. But I'm pretty sure the other molecules will have those same benefits in the future once their trials are out. But we did see an improvement in cardiovascular health, which is why it's very important that we try to treat obesity, and especially in that population, patients with already cardiovascular disease, with this particular molecule.
What are some of the common challenges individuals face when attending to weight loss for the sake of their cardiovascular health?
The more challenges I can say I've seen patients face is really maintaining weight loss. You can probably lose the weight easier than maintaining it. And whatever lifestyle you're adopting, you have to make sure it can fit into your routine and it's sustainable. And this is very difficult. A very low calorie diet, and that's why all the other diet plans, the other weight loss management plans are difficult to adopt and to be sustained. They are not sustainable because if you are eating a very low calorie diet, you're eating less, you're probably not gonna be able to do that for a lifetime. And you probably can be not getting enough calories. You skipping meals, it's just gonna throw you into extreme hunger and you're gonna end up consuming more calories after. So what those medications do, the beauty of it is that not only it helps you lose weight, it helps with maintaining your weight once you get to that healthy weight. And that's why it's recommended to stay on them. It's supposed, since obesity is a chronic disease, you're supposed to be on them lifelong, just like your antihypertensive or your diabetic medication. And the longer you stay on this medication, the more benefits you have and the more you will keep the weight off. Because they have seen in the studies as well that patients, they were on the medication for 3-4 years. And once they stop it, they have seen weight regain. So it's because of the physiology of how our body works. Automatically, we are losing weight. Our body will try to, if you want, keep those calories. Your metabolic rate will also, you have a lower metabolic rate because your body will think that you're starving yourself or they're not used to that, you know, lower body weight. So that's why it's very important. So the challenge really is maintaining the weight. After losing it, you can probably do a short-term diet plan, you're losing the weight, but how are you going to maintain that? How are you going to maintain that lifestyle? How are you going to ensure that you can stay at that level? So that's been, I think, the challenging thing for most patients. Or that's why they've tried different diet plans, they've tried different ways, and they always fail because they cannot continue or they go right back to where they were before as long as they change any of their habits. With the medication, it's not as difficult to keep the weight off.
How can healthcare providers support patients in overcoming the challenges and staying motivated to achieve their weight loss goals?
So that's where your healthcare provider will intervene, whether it's a nurse practitioner, PA, or a physician. They can guide you. They can provide you with resources, nutrition, counseling and management, exercise plan. There are apps, there are support. We have resources for patients. And lastly, medications. Also, your provider will go through, a whole health history with you to see what are your existing comorbidities or conditions and how we can improve those and how by helping you with your weight, we can reduce those risk factors for you. Also, we can identify weight promoting medications that you might be on and we are able to change these medications because there are some medications that are known to promote weight gain. We are also, we're going to go through your whole weight history, what have you done before, what has worked, what has not worked, going through your daily habits and see where we can give you advice or where you can intervene. There are little things you might be able to change in your daily lifestyle that can really help with weight loss. And lastly, it's best to have a healthcare provider to guide you through the medication management because one treatment, what works for one person will not work for everybody. They can tailor a treatment plan according to your condition. Someone with diabetes, I would use a certain molecule. Someone who does not have diabetes, who have cardiovascular risk factor, who has cardiovascular disease, I'm going to use a different one. So it's good to have the guidance of your healthcare provider in that sense.
What key takes away would you like listeners to remember about the relationship between weight loss management and cardiovascular health?
You have to know that obesity is a disease, is a chronic disease, and it's a combination of genetic and environmental factors. It's not your fault. It's not a matter of nutrition only. It's not a matter of food. It's not a matter of calories in, calories out. What works for one person might not work for you. It's you are unique, so your obesity management plan should be also unique to you. And what can we say in relation to cardiovascular disease? A lot of the cardiovascular risk factors or cardiovascular disease are directly related to obesity. They are either a result of or caused by obesity, which is why it's very important to address obesity now. And I would say now that we have some good medications that can address that and have some very positive results in prevention of future cardiovascular complications, we should take this opportunity to use these molecules. So it is a call to action for all cardiologists to address obesity, because we have now molecules that can reduce cardiovascular complications and future risk factors, and these benefits have been actually in that latest trial, these benefits were even more than the weight loss itself. So these people we were studied, most of them already had cardiovascular disease. They had more benefits in reducing their future cardiovascular complications than weight loss, because only they saw that it was only 9% weight loss. Although that study had 70% men, we don't know yet if is it different, because the study they did for weight loss had 70% female. This one had 70% male. Although they see that male tend to lose less weight on that medication, but the fact was we've seen in that study more cardiovascular benefits actually than the weight loss. So forget about losing weight only. Yes, we need to make sure patients can be at a healthy weight. We need to address the obesity, but you're addressing the cardiovascular complications with these. So I want everybody to, you know, really take that into consideration and give it a thought when it comes to managing when it comes to weight loss or managing patients who are living or affected by obesity.
Do you have any final recommendations or source for listeners interested in learning about this topic?
So if you're interested in learning about this topic, there are a few resources out there. There's the Obesity Action Coalition, which is a non-profit organization that works to empower, if you want, elevate people who live with obesity by creating awareness, advocacy through support and education. They have a lot of resources, a lot of information, because it's kind of new to us as a disease, because I'm saying obesity is a chronic disease. If you understand the pathophysiology or how it happens, you can better understand it's not your fault, it's not you who was doing something wrong, and you can also better understand the resources out there that are available to you to address it. There's another organization that's called Obesity Matters. You can also find a lot of resources there. And lastly, here at My Cardiologist, I can be a resource. I have a lot of documentation and resources for my patients who are interested in learning more. I even can give them brochures with explanation on how that GLP-1, that hormone works, how the new medications for obesity, these injections, how they work, how they can affect your health. They tell you about the side effects of the medication. It tells you, I have also information on nutrition, on exercise, sleep habit, if you are overall lifestyle habits that can help improve your cardiovascular health, help you lose weight. So they can always reach out to the practice. We have resources for patients. But these two organizations are two that I can think of that really have great resources for patients who are not used to obesity as a disease, and you can learn more and see that you're not alone in that fight. It's just like any other chronic disease, and we have ways now. We have medications that are FDA approved on the market, and more to come to address this epidemic, which is the obesity in America.
Thank you for tuning in, and make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. To learn more about My Cardiologist, please visit us at mycardiologist.com.